Results are back. McCoy looked at the doctor. Hadn't really thought that much about it, but he was suddenly a bit worried. He'd come in a few weeks ago. Sore stomach had finally got the better of him. Was finding it hard to eat. Was in pain most of the time. The doctor had sent him to a hospital, where he drank a pint of chalky stuff, then got an x-ray. "Right," he said. The doctor, a miserable-faced Dundonian with a handlebar moustache, took the leg of his glasses out of his mouth, put the x-ray down and looked at him, smiled. "It appears, Mr. McCoy, that you have a peptic ulcer."
"A what?" he asked.
"An ulcer in the lining of your stomach. That's what's been causing the pain."
"Christ," said McCoy.
"I'd rather you didn't blaspheme," said the doctor. "Sorry," said McCoy, although he wasn't. "So what do I do now?" "You stop drinking alcohol and smoking cigarettes. You eat plain food, white mainly, boiled fish, porridge, milk, rice, bread, not toast, that sort of thing. If the pain gets bad, drink some Pepto-Bismol." McCoy was about to say Christ again, managed to stop himself. "If you stick to that regime, the pain should lessen," said the doctor. "As a policeman, I imagine you have a stressful occupation, irregular hours. None of that helps. Try and look after yourself. That's the best advice I have." "I'm afraid we have no treatment that cures it or really helps very much. All down to you, I'm afraid." McCoy stood in the street outside the surgery and lit up. Could still smell the smoke from the flat on his clothes. He was only 32. How had he ended up with a bloody ulcer? Thought that was something fat old men got. He watched as a man came out the off sales across the street with a clinking plastic bag in his arms, started running for the bus. There was one thing he was sure of, though. There was no way he was giving up smoking and drinking. Wasn't even a possibility. If that left him with a diet of white food and Pepto-Bismol, then so be it. He looked at his watch. Better get going if he was going to get to Greenock. Walked across the street to where he'd parked his car. At least the diagnosis had one upside. It was a perfect excuse not to have to eat rotten Chinese food tonight. McCoy managed to make it to Watty's dad's flat just after six and was led by Watty's dad, Call Me Ken, into a tidy wee living room. Anna glipped a wallpaper, painted beige, and a swirly green carpet. Coffee table, with a plate of salmon paste sandwiches sitting on it. Three-bar fire blasting out heat. Home sweet home. Mary, Watty's girlfriend, was sitting on a leatherette couch by the window, still looking a bit bewildered at what had happened to her. McCoy was a bit surprised too.